This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Trump sat down with the Big Six this afternoon, the four members of Congress and two White House economic advisors who are ironing out what a tax overhaul might look like. They've been meeting regularly for months now, the Six has. So far, they've come up with a page or so saying they've come to general agreement, not a whole lot of specifics. One thing that will almost certainly change, though, is the number of individual tax brackets. We've got 7 right now, probably going to have fewer than that when this is all said and done. But we have been all over the map when it comes to the number of tax brackets in this economy, as few as 2 back in the late 1980s, more than 50 at a couple of points. We, though, are going to take a step back today and talk about how tax brackets work, because it turns out a whole lot of people, well, they get it wrong. Marketplace's Adrienne Hill has that one.
Tax brackets are everywhere in pop culture. Nicki Minaj, Travi McCoy, even Gene Autry sang about tax brackets.
Lower brackets that must eat and heat.
But turns out, for all their ubiquity, we understand tax brackets about as well as the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Do you think that you could give me my $20,000 in cash? My concern is, and I've got to check it with my accountant, but that this might bump me up into a higher tax.
Which is to say, we don't understand tax brackets well at all.
It's a thing that there's a lot of misconceptions about. I mean, people read a lot of weird stuff on the internet.
Nick Underwood is a tax advisor in Los Angeles. He says one of the most common questions he gets.
You know, if I get a pay raise and that bumps me into a higher tax rate, do I make less money overall, and should I stay at a lower income level to avoid getting into that higher tax bracket?
And pay attention to the answer here, my friends.
And the answer to that is no. It's always better to earn more income. And that's because even if you get bumped up into the next tax bracket by like $1, it's only that additional dollar that's taxed at the higher rate.
To put it another way, say you've just barely squeaked into the 25% tax bracket. You make just over $37,950.
Only the last few dollars of income that I've earned are subject to a 25% rate.
Scott Greenberg is a senior analyst at the Tax Foundation.
The dollars that I earned before those would be subject to a 15% rate, and the dollars I earned before those would be subject to a 10% rate.
Even Travi McCoy and his whole new tax bracket pays lower tax rates on those first chunks of income that he makes. But I get it. Rapping?
I'm so rich I'm gonna pay a higher tax rate on a portion of my income this year.
Just doesn't have the same ring to it. Tracy Roberts is a professor at Samford University Cumberland School of Law. She says part of the reason for the long-running misunderstanding is that it's not math taxpayers ever do on their own. Tax software like TurboTax.
It just gives you a number that you have to pay.
And if you're old school, if you just fill out the forms yourself,
you just go to the back of the instructions and you look up how much income you have, and it tells you precisely the amount of tax that you have to pay.
That chart you're looking at has already calculated the tax you owe on each chunk of your income. 10% on the first $9,325, 15% on income between $9,325 and $37,950, and on and on. But now you know. Take the raise. Always take the raise. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.